if your natural communication style is to hop on a call and have a conversation, or to do the podcast, or do the video record, and that's where you show up as your true self, and it's easier, you don't run into the writer's block, or you don't have these barriers because it's just more natural, great. Focus on that as your hero asset, and then take the skyscraper approach. Translate that into all the stuff that you really don't want to have to do. You might be good at it, right? You might actually be a great copywriter.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, today I was joined by Jack Bogdan, the CEO and co-founder of Astral, which is the AI-powered content repurposing platform that's completely revolutionizing how brands and creators scale their content. We've talked about it briefly on the show before, but Jack gave us a deeper dive into the tool, and we got to check out some new additional features with him today. And Jack just had so much amazing insights on content creation in general, but also AI and content creation and AI adoption. So I'm just super excited to share this interview with you over the next couple of days. But if you did not see our show on the Astral platform and you haven't had a chance to see the interface yet or what it looks like, in part two of our episode, Jack is going to take us on an expert tour of the platform. So you'll get a chance to see it then. But I wanted you to have the opportunity to see it now as well, so you have a little bit of context as we go through the first episode. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. If you are watching along on video, you should be seeing the Astral interface here shortly. Also, most importantly, do not forget that you can try Astral for free right now. To check out the tool, see what it's like uploading your existing content library and repurposing that into some templates, applying a brand voice, all of that stuff you can try for free. So make sure to head over to tryastral.com. So before we dive into the interview, if you are watching along on video, you are now seeing the Astral interface, the dashboard right now, where you can create a remix from your library of content. You can remix content directly from a link. You can upload documents, PDFs, and this was huge for me, the audio files. I was able to upload all of the audio files of my episode super quickly, super easily, and they are all transcribed and collected in Astral as the source material. So just a really powerful tool. And you can even just paste your text right into here as well to generate some remixes or create some content. You can also access the template gallery. They just have so many cool templates in here. You're looking at some of the templates now, and again, they have this amazing gallery right now, which is probably my new favorite feature in the tool that Jack and I talked about. A little bit of an introduction on Jack. Jack brings a fascinating blend of gaming industry experience and product innovation to the content creation space, having previously served as chief product officer at Telly and product lead at Riot Games, where he helped scale the company from 200 to 3,000 employees. With his background in game development and design, Jack's unique perspective on building software with soul offers valuable insights for creators navigating the AI revolution. Jack, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm so excited. So let's just dive in a little bit with your kind of journey to where you are with Astral now. I'm particularly interested in some of your work history and the success you've had in the gaming industry, huge gamer myself. So you've had a very interesting journey from game design now to AI content creation. How did your experience at Riot Games and in the gaming industry shape your approach to building Astral?
Well, thanks again for having me. You know, my background, I got started modding games. That's why I'm doing anything I'm doing today. I was, you know, born at the right time of the internet where it was the Wild West, and there was enough to just find anything you needed to be a little dangerous to like learn what you needed to learn. So self-taught Photoshop to make forum signatures on PHPBB forums, and then work my way up into, you know, 3D visual effects. Always entrepreneurial, doing front-end web design, branding, and graphic design for kind of early-stage startups and VCs when I was in high school. Loved games, had a game design podcast for a while in the, like, primordial days of podcasting. As far as, you know, work, I was lucky enough to kind of be on the rocket ship at Riot Games. I was there for 5.5 years. I really learned how to be, you know, a good product manager and grow and lead teams. My focus is really on kind of helping scale Riot out as a business. Have worked in a bunch of different startups, you know, more recently on the creator economy side. You know, my coming as somebody that kind of grew up on the web and who is self-taught and likes to be scrappy, I enjoy building tools to help other people share their kind of authentic value and do the things that they love, and hopefully not have to do the things they don't love. And so, you know, with Astral, when we first started it, it was really looking at how the internet was about to fundamentally change. So, you know, it was I'd say like early last year, the bet was, all right, if you're an independent media brand or a creator or somebody that spent their whole life, you know, publishing your ideas online, it wouldn't be great to have, you know, Google or any of these other big search engines essentially scrape all of that value, serve up an answer on your behalf, and then drop all of your traffic. But it seemed like that was kind of an inevitability. Mm-hmm. So our bet was, all right, this could either be, you know, a pretty bad extinction level event for real value coming from people that are passionate and able to spin up these incredible publishing pipelines, or we can actually build tools that help these people scale. And we experimented a lot. You know, we were kind of trying to find like what's the right value. Is it creating that kind of private knowledge space for audiences to go in and independently ask questions, and at the same time like drive that direct business value for different customers? And so we kind of started playing in that space. And then, you know, once we realized, you know, as part of that kind of test, we were doing some initial content generation to try and kind of get more juice from the squeeze a little bit. So that turned out to be pretty interesting and successful. And we had more of our customers asking for just more of that. It's like, this other stuff is great and it's novel to be able to like ask me a question. But outside of the fact that, you know, it's actually a really great opportunity to gather just direct zeitgeist feedback from your audience, because you know what people are interested in and whether they need help, which is quite useful. The day to day is production, and it's I don't have enough time. You know, I'm really talented, but I, you know, there's all this stuff on my plate that I don't want to do, but I have to do. Mm-hmm. And the kind of magic sweet spot that we found with Astral, and that, you know, we feel like we're like lucky enough to share with folks as well, is like, focus on the output that you really love to produce, right? If your natural communication style is to hop on a call and have a conversation, or to do the podcast, do the video record, and that's where you show up as your true self, and it's easier, you don't run into the writer's block, or you don't have these barriers because it's just more natural, great. Focus on that as your hero asset, and then take the skyscraper approach. Translate that into all the stuff that you really don't want to have to do. You might be good at it, right? You might actually be a great copywriter. We find that a lot of our customers are. They just don't want to have to actually produce all of that material every time. And it means that they can change their pipelines up a little bit. And it's been really cool and exciting to see. Like, we've had some customers who are more marketers on, you know, SaaS product teams, where they historically have had to kind of like gather the release notes, gather the latest dev docs, and figure out like, how do I cobble this together into something that like the average person will want to read. And with Astral, you know, they've changed the strategy up a little bit. And we've had folks do like video interviews with their executives, and they just talk about like, what's the latest release like? And sometimes they don't even release the videos, right? Sometimes it's just a medium to gather high quality information and sound bites and things from someone internally, but it's super authentic, right? Because having a conversation is there. And then they translate that into all of their ancillary materials. And so we've got customers using us for their marketing pipeline. So they got to get the LinkedIn post on, they got to get the X thread out there, they got to do X, Y, and Z. Great. Like, they already have templates they like, or maybe they come and they use one of Astral's templates. They can just take that video, take that audio, or if you're a writer, because some people are really fantastic writers, take that initial kind of hero piece of content, and then just click literally two boxes and generate 10 other things, and have everything ready to go with what you'd need for your brand or business. And then on the like digital product side, we have folks that are more, let's say, in the creator space, where they've built these amazing brands as communicators, right? They're just excellent communicators for their niche, and they're so authentic, and they're hero content is a podcast. How do we make the content of this hour-long podcast something more accessible for different subsets of our audience. We don't want to dilute the value that was captured in that incredible conversation with people, but we want to translate it into different packageable items that ultimately make the sum of its, you know, something more than the sum of its parts. And it doesn't mean that you're sacrificing that hero content. It means you still have that incredible, authentic hero content. And then the supplementary material is just that, you know, it's supplementary, it's ancillary, it's just new opportunities. And so Astral can do that not only for just individual pieces of content in your pipeline, but then also we are able to build these knowledge spaces around all the content you've ever done. And you can mine that for different value, because we are not human encyclopedias. We, you know, especially for people that have been publishing a long time, there's so much material to reference. And as you get older, you forget. So, you know, if it, and also, you know, you have most of these people, everybody we work with really has a team. And so trying to onboard someone new and say, hey, you know, go find the right material from this library of podcasts or videos or, you know, we're working with people. Some people have thousands of pieces of written content, thousands of pieces of audio content. There's just so much. How do you turn that into something new without feeling like you're, you know, saying the same thing over and over again? Or how do you pull from the right things to meet some new challenge or something new that's come up from your audience or community? It really frees you up to be strategic. I mean, that's the way that we've heard it from our customers, and the way that we like to talk about it with people that I think are maybe a little afraid of what AI can do means really in their lives. Mm-hmm. We are a tool for creative people to be more creative. Really. I mean, because it's a focus on doing what you enjoy to do and getting that really concise or interesting or valuable or authentic version of what you're trying to communicate out there. And then we always say, like, we get people like to 90%. Like, our goal is not to just get you all the way to 100% and you just click. I mean, it'd be nice if every single time, but that honestly, it's just not how people work. Like, we know, like, people like to tweak. Let's say something comes out and it's 100% perfect. You're like, wow, this is great. We are inclined to say, well, maybe I would want to shift this or tweak that. We just want to make that process of all the stuff you don't really want to put your time into 90% done. So you can just go make your final edits, get it published, and keep going. And it also experiment, right? Because when the time and investment and effort it takes to produce those things goes from the hours of thinking about it and brainstorming and trying to isolate, or frankly, even just the time to take something and go into like a ChatGPT or a Claude and to iterate back and forth around the updates to get to something that kind of looks right, you know, that it just takes time. So if you can get most of the way there in a couple clicks, that's kind of where we want to be. And that's how we're thinking about new features and layering stuff up. We just want to be make things easier and let people continue to be creative.
So amazing. And so much, lots to unpack. There's so many things that speak to not only me as a content creator who's just kind of starting on their content creation journey with this podcast, someone who very much has writer's block and does not like writing. This addresses so many people's roadblocks, whether you just hate staring at a blank page, it's easier to just talk to a microphone, a screen, and this tool then allowed, obviously the content repurposing power is just so impactful, which is what you're addressing there. And then the thing that really resonated with me is the emphasis that you had on this tool being helping people be creative, not replacing creativity, in addressing people's AI fears. There's just, you know, you're very much speaking to everything we talk about on the AI Marketing Navigator every single day. So love to hear all of it. Okay, that does it for today's episode. We will be back tomorrow with more of our interview with Jack Bogdan. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit subscribe and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.